GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
We ask you to keep it brief. We ask you to keep it clean, and we'll try to do the same. And we ask you to stay calm and maybe be a little bit classy as you dial 1-800-966-1039 right about now for what tees you off. You can also text us off this morning. Send your text message to us at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. And you can tell us what texts you off. Please text carefully to us as you dial in. 1-800-966-1039. There's line one, Mr. Hale.
Yeah, I'll say, we were talking about scary movies, and here I am sitting here planning to go see a new movie tomorrow that's going to scare me.
Which movie?
Conclave. I wanted, it's a mystery thriller that talks about the conclave when they select a pope. It's, you know, not, it's not real, but it's getting...
You think it's scary, do you?
I hear it is a little bit. It's it's a mystery thriller that has a lot of plots to it, and it's getting rave reviews everywhere. So there's not a lot of movies that I can go see, so I thought I'd maybe take that one. I'll take Wyatt. Maybe I'll scare Wyatt.
Scare him into paying for the popcorn.
Yeah, oh, geez, that's another story.
Yeah.
All right, good morning, caller. What's up? What tees you off?
Well, it doesn't really tee me off, but at 8 o'clock, you guys were having your regular newscast,
yeah,
and in the background, I could hear George talking,
yeah,
and
yes,
I think you know where I'm going with that, Rick. You could hear him say a certain word.
I know.
That was pretty funny. I thought it was funny, but you guys have a good day.
I will now address the elephant in the room, that there's only one of me, and when I bolt and run to the restroom at my first opportunity at 7:56, I left George's mic hot, and George was talking.
I've never been so excited when somebody called me hot.
I said your mic was hot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we have an on-air light, which hasn't worked for 6 years.
But, caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What tees you off?
Hi, this is Timmy Tapu, and I just wanted to endorse Jared Goldberg and tell you got to vote for him.
1-800-966-1039. There's line one, George.
Caller, good morning. You're on. What's up? What tees you off?
Hey, George, I'm just curious to know, how long do you think it will be that, you know, these deep state actors, Bellows and Mills and Aaron Fry and all these complete scum of the earth people reach out to the assassin in chief, Joe Biden, and put a hit on the guy from the main wire, Steve Robinson?
Let us hope that doesn't come to that. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi, what tees you off?
We the state subsidizes solar and wind. What tees me off is we're not subsidizing biomass, and we should.
1-800-966-1039. There was a time we did.
That's the stuff in the ground, right?
No, biomass is the stuff you chop down a tree, and then there's leftover bark and birch.
What is it when you get the heat out of the ground?
Geothermal. We call that groundbreaking technology, geothermal, because you got to break up the ground to go get it.
That's pretty good stuff, too, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it can be.
All right.
You got to live maybe close to a volcano. I don't know. I'm just saying that. Take line one, would you?
Caller, good morning. What tees you off?
Good morning.
Yeah. Waiting on you, bud.
Yeah, what tees me off is the state of Maine can pay for all these immigrants housing for 2 years, but they can't help their own people out.
Hear that from a lot of people of late. 1-800-966-1039. It's like the FEMA issue. It's which pot of money that the government said you could use for what is the money coming out of? So Washington gives Maine some money to take care of those who are not yet legal, whatever you want to call them. And then Maine chooses to do with the money that it... Maine chooses to do what with the money that is left over? Caller, hi, what tees you off?
Well, it would tee me off. Well, it does tee me off, Rick, that you believe that there's only one of you. People who do whatever they're told are a dime a dozen, honey.
I guess she's under the impression I was complaining that there was only one of me to run the board when I had to run, and she said people are a dime a dozen, so I should stop complaining. I should just be happy that I have a job. But what frightens me most of that entire discussion is the fact that she called me honey. I don't want to ever hear that again.
That is scary.
That is super scary.
And Rick, you're an ass.
It's time to come out swinging. Come out swinging. For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
Funny, okay, caller,
funny,
go
Julie
ahead.
Julie can get away with saying ass, but George, apparently you can on a hot mic.
Get away with a lot.
By the way, who were you talking about, by the way? I was out of the room.
We were talking, let's see, with Steve, right?
Don't drag him into this, poor guy.
No, we were talking about, it would be very complicated. We're talking about football and why the numbers are down in football. And we were talking, it's a complex thing. And the subject of fans and parents came up.
Oh, okay. All right, there, now I know. Thank you. Now I can sleep at night wondering, gee, I wonder who George was calling that name.
You're not like Robert on Raymond. It was not about you. Are they talking about me? Not about you.
Okay.
We knew that you were running down the hall.
Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. What tees you off?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What tees you off?
Yes, I grew up in Winchester, Kansas, across the pasture from Minuteman Missile. Hearing about the day after tomorrow, a little pissed off.
Yeah. Thank you. 1-800-966. I remember that scene. Didn't the guy climb out of the shaft? He was one of the guys that had one of the two keys. And then after the missile went off, he climbed up the shaft and then went out. Yeah, I remember the guy in the day after tomorrow. There's line two, George.
Hey, line two, what's up? What tees you off?
Hey, how's it going?
Right.
What tees me off is knowing that the American people don't truly see what's going on in this country and that everything's a big distraction.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi, you're on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, and people are listening to you as we stream at WVOMFM.com. What tees you off?
Hey, just a couple things. First, hey, Rick, do you think for 1 minute if Fry and Bellows thought those were Republican votes, they wouldn't be investigating? They know exactly what's going on. And hey, George, don't be a potty mouth.
We have it on the button bar.
Well, I don't have you actually saying the word anymore. Someone went in and scrubbed that. I thought you might have done it when you were actually meddling around in the profit system here on the button bar.
Well, I do not know anything about your buttons.
Loose nuts.
You'll have to go get Paul on that one. He doesn't use the button bar. I'm going to have to...
Oh, Paul Wolf, Wolf Man. Oh.
Yeah, well, next time you take off and leave us here... To go up to your...
Up to camp?
Up to Squaw Pan.
It's not Squaw Pan, George. Mm-hmm. Who else do you want to tee off?
Well, I'm working on the world. I got another 10 to 12 days till Election Day. I can probably tee everybody off.
Caller, hello.
Awesome.
What tees you off?
Not really anything to tease me off, guys, but just wanted to wish all the youth hunters good luck tomorrow, first day of youth hunting season. They want to do a bunch of leftist liberal ideas.
I'm sorry, your phone's going wonky on it. You must be headed out to the Willy Wags the Sticks yourself. And I'll stay in character and say, good luck, youth hunters. I hope you catch a deer. I'm sorry.
Knock it the hell off.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't say catch a deer.
Did you ever catch one?
Catch a deer? No. Yeah. Did I ever shoot a deer?
Yeah.
No, I saw them when I was out hunting with my dad and my brother once, but I didn't. No. Not that the little .22 pop gun my dad trusted me with was actually going to do anything to that great big buck with a rack. There's line one, Mr. Hale. Did you ever bag a deer?
No, I went deer hunting quite a few times. We'd go to camp. We'd go to camp, to deer camp, and a couple of guys would bring guns. I never quite figured it out, but We played poker and drank beer and ate pizza.
This person writes to us because we've seen the documents that Steve Robinson shared. Rick, I've already baked you a cake with a file in it.
Caller, you're on. What tees you off?
Oh, try line two and see. Oh, no. And two's died as well. Try line one, George.
Well, we're running out of lines. Caller, what tees you off?
Good morning, gentlemen. Putting on my best Friday face to realize it's only Thursday.
Oh, yeah, you'll be all set. Well, then tomorrow you can use your Saturday face, or as we say in Aroostook County, Saturday.
That's when he said it was their youth hunting day tomorrow. I thought they did it on Saturday. Yeah, I'm probably wrong.
I don't know.
Tomorrow's Friday.
I'm still thinking you catch deer. Caller, hi, what tees you off?
Well, what tees me off is the reason nobody knows what's going on is because the people in power to convey the message, Rick, are too busy being politically correct. Her Julie. Name is Caramel Hairy Ass, okay?
Julie.
And
Julie.
Only purple people
Julie.
Vote for her.
Julie. Could you say that again? Could you say that again, but hold the microphone to the phone? Hold the microphone just a little bit farther away from your lips.
Oh, you really want to hear what I have to say? The reason nobody knows what's going on in this planet is because they're too busy listening to the people who are in authority, and those people, like you, Rick, are too busy being politically correct.
Now I understand what you're saying. I'm too busy being politically correct, according to Julie.
Well, there are many things.
I've gone from honey. Now down to being...
And Rick, you embarrass me.
An embarrassment to her as well. Want to grab a final caller on line one, George?
Gladly.
Text me. Youth Day is Friday and Saturday. Or as we say in Aroostook County, it's Friday and Saturday.
All right.
Yep.
I stand corrected.
Yep.
More or less.
Yep.
Caller, what tees you off?
Gray squirrels. I've spent probably $1,000 trying to keep those little bastardios out of my feeders, and I'm still fighting them.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.